Paul Tonko of the New York beautiful and wonderful 20th District. Let me ask you a question. A lot of talk now about who should be the vice presidential candidate under Joe Biden. Now, he says it's going to be a woman, and there's a general agreement it might be somebody of color. When asked who it should be, people overwhelmingly want Michelle Obama. But she has been saying all along, I want no part of it. Isn't there a time to be a patriot and step forward and say, even if I don't want to do it, I should do it?
Well, she certainly knows what the role is about. And I think she would add vibrancy to the ticket. There is an order of patriotism there that when your nation calls upon you, you serve. We'll see how that goes. I think that certainly the vice president has in his earlier statements narrowed that field by saying it shall be a woman that he's choosing. And he's got a very good list that has been shared. I'm certain there might even be names that haven't been publicly shared on that list. But, all of them, whether they're a governor or a senator or public servant of some type, a candidate in the past, they all bring, I think, great qualities to the country for their willingness to serve. But wow, what a ticket it would be to have Biden Obama.
I would say so. Let's assume for a second, just let's play the game, that she's not going to be the candidate. Who you got?
Well, I think, if you're looking for a woman of color, I mean, Kamala Harris comes to mind immediately, articulate and experienced as not only a senator, but as a state leader, as an AG. But you also have, individuals who have run for office, like Stacey did in Georgia. And, I think her eloquence, her articulate narration of the issues has made her a very popular choice also. But I'm certain there could be some business community folks who are women of color who might be on that list and that will be surprised to hear of. So, I do know that, he is putting a lot of thought into this because of the point we're at as a nation, looking at a pandemic that has driven down the economy and a dual challenge that needs to be addressed to grow back our economy and to save us all from the COVID-19 risk.
You haven't mentioned Elizabeth Warren. She comes from Massachusetts, of course, as a Republican governor, and if she steps out, you might get a Republican senator appointed, although I think that could probably be worked out, since Governor Baker is a Republican, if I ever saw one. But what about Warren?
I think, we were talking of women of color, but I think Elizabeth Warren, I'm a big fan of who she is and what she stands for. She has a boldness to her that I think is a great additive to any administration. And if it's indeed going to be a woman of color and she doesn't make that list, I'm certain, she is probably her campaign ability and her ability to just be very articulate on the issues will make her an outstanding campaigner for this ticket. It would be great as a VP contender, but I would love to see her play a major role in the administration in a way that really speaks to the reform of the economy to make certain that we're all sharing in an economic recovery and not having two separate economies in this nation that has been very hurtful for many, many households.
I want to switch topics. There are several environmental groups who are suing the EPA over its decision not to do enforcement during the pandemic. How do we make sure that the EPA is doing its job?
Look, I filed a suit with my colleague, Congressman Hoffman from California, against what this administration, specifically the EPA, is doing in regard to the Clean Power Plan. desire to roll back progress over the last several decades is a very disturbing outcome. There's no regard, no respect for clean air, clean water, remediation of soils that have been contaminated, none whatsoever. And, you know, Republican and Democratic administrations alike, Alan, have driven an agenda for the environment. And when you look at the degradation of our environment that would be authorized by this administration simply through executive order is discouraging. And I think that, you know, it will ignite, I believe, a great outburst of support, great advocacy for the environment post this administration. It's a solid, solid focus, a reason that, this administration should not be granted another 4 years.
Now, I know that New York State has a great deal to lose depending on how many people answer the census. It's a big issue, right? Because we decide every year how many congressmen there are going to be from each state. And right now, it looks like New York could lose one or even two congresspeople because not enough people answer the doorbell or fill out their forms. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I'm quite disturbed by the outcome here that the pandemic has impacted the census response and the census volunteering. We put a lot of work over the last year into a lot of public information sessions, community gatherings. We targeted many groups that we thought might be underrepresented. The census people do, the Bureau does a forecasted a shortfall area study. They will determine which areas they think may be undercounted. So we made a targeted effort at reaching into those communities. We believed we were going to do very, very well. I think we still will. There's been an extension here, and people are rightfully focused on their own health and well-being and perhaps the struggle of loved ones, or the loss of work, being furloughed and the like. As we move to a comeback, as we get more stabilized into the future, I have every reason to believe we will do better with that census take. But I'm doing PSAs. I'm doing whatever I can to encourage people to complete their census form because it's safe, it's easy, it's important, and it's urgent.
Now, let's talk a little bit about getting people to come to the polls. There's been a lot of talk about voting by mail, voting electronically. We know that this president and the Republicans in general don't love the idea of expanding the franchise. I think they think that there'll be more Democrats who vote that way. What do you make of that?
Well, I think I would take your statement a bit further. I would say they're not interested in expanding, but they want to suppress the vote. And we see that in several states. I remember the focus they made of a 96-year-old woman of color in Florida who had to stand in a very long line because they shut down her traditional voting place and they made it more difficult for certain communities to vote. So every effort should be made here, especially with the public health risk that is out there. Every effort should be made to enable us to vote by mail. We should be able to do outreach to all of the registered voters and encourage them to vote by mail. A democracy functions, the cornerstone of our democracy is the ability to vote, to be, you know, that voice every year to state what your feelings are and where you think the country should go and what direction it should take. And that's fundamental to our democracy, to this republic. And for individuals to, you know, be a counter voice that serves to slow that sort of opportunity or deny it, that is a voice for suppression of the vote, is not acting in the best interest of what this country needs in this given moment. I think the president is concerned about a large voter turnout. He knows that if the Democrats stay ignited as they are in their desire to go to the polls, that it's a risk to his being reelected. But I think the failure here to respond aggressively to the COVID-19 crisis, the failure to or the absolute obnoxious behavior concerning the environment are reasons enough that he has lost the trust of the American people and has not put our interests ahead of his self-interest, and that's troublesome.
Well, that's for damn sure, and it's also for sure that we love having Paul Tanco on with us. Paul, you are an amazing individual. We are delighted that you come back and talk to us every once in a while about what you're doing, and again, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure to join you and the crew.